Hey ladies, it's Wednesday. Can you believe we made it halfway through the week? Give yourself a big hug because you deserve it. I am Shalise Benjamin, founder and owner of MWD, Mothers with Dreams. This is a platform where women can find accountability partners through real life testimonies, sharing resources to help better position yourself and other women going through similar trials and tribulations. Ladies, if you have a story to tell and resources to share that you feel can help another queen, please share with us. You can inbox your story on our IG page at Mothers with Dreams and on our Twitter page at Mothers_Dreams. Follow us. We do follow back. Good morning, ladies, and happy Wednesday. Can you believe we are ready in a whole another month? This year is about to take over and be over in a blink of an eye. So if you haven't set your goals, if you haven't started completing goals, you already behind, girl. I need you to get a pen and a piece of paper if you don't have that 5-subject notebook already and start taking notes. Because listen, time waits for no man and we not waiting on time. Everything that we want, we have to go get it, and we have to go get it now. And in order to do that, we have to do the things that we can do now that's going to gear us and prepare us for where we're aiming to go. It's been about 2, maybe 3 weeks since we last talked. And I must say, within those 2 to 3 weeks, I have grown. I've turned another age, turned over a new leaf, and started a new chapter. Not only am I starting a new chapter, y'all, but I got a new job and I'm excited. I'm excited about this position. I'm excited about my career path. I remember at one point, not too long ago, just a couple of months ago, I thought that I wasn't going to clock into another job. Well, in my mind, I said I didn't want to clock into another job. I wanted to focus.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Siri always in my business, y'all. Let me share her. Anyway, so a couple of months ago, I told myself I didn't want to clock into another job. I wanted to scale my business and become independent and not have to depend on a job, right? In that moment, I really didn't know what I was asking for, because as I was asking for that, I was afraid at the same time, because I know when people first quit their job and decide that they're going to start a business or go all in for their business, things happen, you know? It may not take off as quickly as you expect. That's, you know, that was the main thing that was on my mind. Like, if I quit this job, is C services really going to bring in what this job is bringing in, you know? And I scared myself to the point to where I sat still. But when I sat still, I continued to pray and I talked to God, you know. I continued to tell him what I need and what I'm looking for and what's going to help me get to my next chapter of my life and that next level of success. This job, it got me my house. This job, I needed to do way more than just get me one house. I need about 3 houses out of this job. I sat still. I sat silent. I sat uncomfortable. Because the position that I was in with the current job, the old job, I wasn't happy. When I made the calls, I wasn't happy. When I spoke to the people that I was trying to convince to purchase our product, I wasn't happy. And everyone knows, have you ever went to a restaurant and you had a server who didn't want to be there? It made your experience as if you shouldn't be there. But you know this is where you wanted to be because you chose this place. Because last time you came, you had a good server. The food was good. But today you got that one server who just didn't want to be there. I felt like that was me. I would call people and when they say they wasn't interested, I was actually happy. It was times where I was like, just don't clock in. But it's like, hey, listen, If they're going to pay you that amount to make that type of call, you might as well just go ahead and make the calls. Make as many calls as they ask you to make, whether you like it or not. So I started to just do things just to do it because I was getting paid, but I wasn't doing it because I was happy. And when I first started off at this company, I was happy. I was happy for the position that I was in. I was happy to be learning something new, especially in the tech industry, because it's not easy to get into the tech industry, but once you're in the tech industry, you're good. And I worked my way into this industry that was not designed for me. I created my own wave, my own pattern within this company, and it has gotten me this far, but I'm no longer happy. And out of nowhere, God blessed me with a whole nother job, better position, better title, better pay. And guess what? I don't have to clock in. Be mindful of how powerful your tongue is. Be mindful of what you say and what you put into the universe. But you need to start manifesting and taking action on your life, on your future. Today, not tomorrow, not the next day. You do it today. Rather, that's you writing out your goals, writing out the things that you desire and want to do. Write it out. If that's going to be your first step, let that be your first step. If you've already written it out, it's time for you to find somewhere where you can take action. Time waits for no man. And we not waiting on time. You have to learn how to take control of your life and the energy that you have around you. If everybody around you that is negative and they don't see a bright future, you need to step away from that equation. If your circle can't see what you see, and the things that you're trying to do, it may not be for them to see. Step away from the situation. I'm sure when they look up, they will follow. But you can't worry about who's supporting you right now. You have to support you. You can't worry about how you're going to do it. You have to just do it. It's called walk by faith and not by sight. If it was called walk by sight and not by faith, everybody would just be walking. Because you can see. But because you can't see, you afraid to walk. Well, guess what? You missing out on all your open doors, all those open opportunities you are missing out on. Why? Because instead of you walking, you chose to stand. Some of y'all sitting. Some of y'all ain't even woke yet. But if I tell you within the last 2 years, my life has completely changed. Completely changed. My struggle is different. It looks different. It feels different. But at the end of the day, I know what I'm trying to accomplish. So I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know when I get that one no, it's a whole million yeses out there. They say you get a million no's, you get the one yes. Well, guess what? For that one no, I got a million yeses. Because that's the way I choose to think. I choose to think my life is so much greater than how I feel today. My success is so much grand than how I feel today. My mothers, your kids are watching. Are you telling them to do something that you can't do? Or that you wouldn't do? Are you putting expectations on your kids but have no expectations for yourself? Are you trying to hold yourself accountable? Or are you just telling your kids they need to hold themselves accountable? Which one are you doing? You got to stand up and you got to walk. You got to walk and know that your journey is so much grand, so much better than where you are today and how you feel today. If you feel great today, guess what? You're going to feel even greater throughout your journey. If you feel miserable today, guess what? When you lift your head up and you decide, I'm not going to take pity on myself, on my life, because time waits for no man and I'm not waiting on time, you're going to find yourself walking straight instead of in a circle. You're going to start learning from your mistakes, your bad choices. They may not even be bad choices, because the way I'm looking at life is we're human. God didn't make us perfect. In fact, He made us to the point to where He forgive us for all sins. Now, that doesn't mean you go out there and knowingly go and commit a sin. But it does mean that we may go out and commit a sin, not realize the sin that we're committing, run into trouble, actually learn from it. And now we're able to tell that story to someone else to help someone else. Everything happens for a reason. It's all based off of our choices and decisions. If you decide not to focus on your future, you'll decide to keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's the way I look at it, because when I decided that I was going to buy a house, I bought the house. When I decided I was going to start the podcast, I started the podcast. When I decided I was going to buy a $1,400 computer and it was going to make money for me, matter of fact, it was going to make the money back and some, that's what I did. And when people told me I could do it and I didn't see how, I just walked. By the time I looked up, I made the money back within less than a month. You cannot wait for the right time or the perfect time, because that time may never come. If you're going to do it now. Don't wait. The only thing you're waiting for is for God to tell you when to go. That's the only thing you wait for. If you're not waiting on God, you don't wait on nothing else. You don't wait for your man to get out of prison. You don't wait for the kids to graduate college or high school. You don't wait until you've saved up enough money. I mean, you can. But ain't no telling how far you could be had you just did it. Hold yourself accountable. I try to hold myself accountable each and every day, because I want to change. I want to change for the better. But I also want to show my child how I'm open to change. See, I don't want to just show him how to live or survive. I want to show him how to prosper. In this new chapter of my life, I am taking my career very seriously because I see that God is not done with me within this career. To the point to where I see I'm just getting started. So I have to think like the man who owned Amazon thought back when he started it in his garage. It's the long game. Let me sharpen my craft. Let me get better in my skills so that way when I do take on C-services and it scales, the only thing I'll be doing next is looking for employees. My business will be successful. Let me learn how to run a full business from end to end, not a retail store. I'm talking about tech, the tech world, where there's billions of dollars being made. I know what I want. I know what I'm aiming for. I know what I'm going to go get. The question is, do you? Ladies, y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know I'm going to come and give y'all the real. You can do it. I believe in you. I believe in myself. But let me tell you something. If you don't believe in yourself, nothing that I say or anyone else says matters. So if you don't start with yourself, if you don't put yourself first, if you're not writing out these goals and accomplishing them, I need you to start today. I need you to start today. It has been a pleasure with speaking with you all. Thanks for tuning in. I know I have not been keeping my word with my every Wednesday post. And I promise y'all, I'm going to work hard at making sure that I deliver this content each and every week. Rather, it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm going to do my best to deliver this content because I know there's people out there that need it. I need it. I found myself start listening to myself in times where I started to question. And I didn't need to question because everything was already worked out. So I will do my best to find a way to make sure that I'm getting this content out each and every week. I look forward to having some guest speakers. Let me hear how your journey has been going. What's working for you and what's not working for you. Let's talk about it. Hit us up on our website at www.motherswithdreams.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram. I know a lot of you all follow me on Instagram at Mothers with Dreams. We look forward to hearing from you. And again, it's been a pleasure speaking to you all. I love y'all. Peace. So ladies, if you have a story to tell and resources to share, please drop them in our inbox on our IG page at Mothers with Dreams and our Twitter page at Mothers_Dreams. Remember to follow us. We do follow back. We look forward to hearing your stories and feedback on today's segment. It's your girl, Shalice Benjamin, wishing you many blessings and praying that you have a wonderful and successful week. Until we meet again.